some things are gonna work out. You're gonna try some things, you lose. You're gonna find some things, you're a winner. You got to learn to pick and choose. You got to climb to the mountain top. You got to swim that river wide. You got to cross that ocean deep. You got to reach way down inside. It's what you take.
Welcome back to Positive 3, the podcast that fearlessly explores the dark, heavy, and hard to talk about aspects of life. I'm your host, Jennifer, also known as the purple and gray-haired Nana of the internet, and I'm here to guide you on a journey of self-discovery and personal growth. Just want to mention, I am not a professional. I am simply a human who is sharing her stories on this roller coaster journey of life with the hopes that my stories will inspire others to be just a bit more kind, a bit more gentle on themselves as they navigate the ups and downs of life. Life can be messy, challenging, and downright difficult at times. But here at Positive 3, I believe that it's in those moments of struggle that we find our true selves. Through honest conversations, introspection, and a sprinkle of humor, we'll navigate the twists and turns of life together. This podcast is for those of you who are tired of surface-level conversations and crave something deeper. We'll dive headfirst into topics like mental health, self-doubt, relationships, and everything in between. No topic is too taboo to be explored, because I believe that by shining a light on the dark and heavy parts of life, we can find the strength to overcome them and also help others find their own strength. But Positive 3 isn't just about dwelling on the negatives. It's about finding the silver linings, the lessons, and the growth that come from facing life's challenges head on. We'll share stories of resilience, triumph, and personal transformation to inspire you on your own journey. Whether you're listening during your morning commute, on a solo walk, or curled up with a cup of tea, Positive 3 is your companion in navigating the complexities of life. Each episode will leave you feeling empowered, motivated, and ready to take on whatever comes your way. So join me here at Positive 3 as we uncover the hidden gems within life's darkest moments. Together, we'll embrace vulnerability, find our true selves, and live our best lives ever. So get ready to hit pause, dive deep, and emerge stronger than ever before. Welcome to Positive 3, where I explore the darkness to discover the extraordinary. Hello, friends. Today we are jumping into the world of betrayal, and we're going to begin looking at betrayal in the next couple of episodes. Today we're going to focus, however, on betraying ourselves, self-betrayal, what it means, what it looks like, why we do it, and how to stop betraying ourselves, and why we need to. So let's jump right in, guys. So betrayal is something, it's not being truthful, it's lying. There's many different ways. So betrayal basically is something that keeps us from loving and living our true, authentic, and honest life. So we're going to dig into the meaning, like I said. And as always, my hope is that this podcast will pique your interest in yourself and let you guide yourself on a journey towards self-discovery, authenticity, and true happiness. So we're going to explore how betraying ourselves can be the greatest betrayal, hindering our ability to love and live our most authentic lives. And betrayal, it's a complex emotion. It can leave us feeling hurt, angry, and lost. And this can be something as simple as a little betrayal of you know, eating something that we know isn't good for us. It can be betraying ourselves by engaging in negative self-talk. And there's many ways that we betray ourselves on a daily basis. And I bet you sometimes we don't even realize we're doing it. And oftentimes when we talk about betrayal or the breaking of that trust, we often look at it coming from outside forces, you know, being betrayed by a friend or a partner. But I don't think we give enough time and thought on the actual act of betraying ourselves. And have you considered, and have we considered, that betraying ourselves can honestly be the most detrimental form of betrayal? You know, we are supposed to be the number one for ourselves. We're supposed to love ourselves, encourage ourselves, be kind to ourselves, and yet so many times we simply don't. And what happens is when we betray ourselves, we compromise our values, our desires, our dreams. We silence our inner voice. We silence that intuition we have, that gut feeling. And we simply succumb and conform to societal expectations. And we focus way too damn much on the opinions of others, when really what others do and think about our own lives really has no bearing and should have no bearing on how we authentically choose to live our true life. So the self-betrayal, it prevents us from fully embracing who we are, and it stops us from living a life that truly aligns with our authentic selves. And when I say authentic selves, I want you all to know that what I'm talking about is not the person we've become, not the person that society has formed us into, not the person that our life experiences, our paths in our life so far have molded us to be. But I'm talking about that authentic person, that authentic being, an entity that you were born and brought into this world to be. That is our true authentic self. And unfortunately for so many of us, through time and experience and life, it molds that, it changes that, and it takes us away from who we are because society wants us to fit in. Society says we should do this, we should look a certain way. And we begin betraying ourselves and our truth in order to try to fit into whatever the society around us is telling us. So how do we break free from this cycle of self-betrayal? Well, I really think, and again, I'm not here telling you exactly what to do. I'm just here sharing some words that hopefully will, you know, get you looking at yourself a little bit more kindly and get yourself looking at your true self. So breaking free from this cycle of self-betrayal, it starts with self-awareness and self-compassion. Being aware of how you feel throughout the day. Being gentle with yourself about the things you do in the day. We break free from the self-betrayal by acknowledging our own needs, our own desires, and setting boundaries that we keep. Okay, because when we can practice those things, when we can learn to acknowledge what we truly need and what we truly desire coming from us, from a place of oneness, from a place of, you know, listening to your inner intuition, listening to the universe, and let the universe, you know, help guide your intuitions. It's only then that we can really begin to honor ourselves and make choices that align with our true values. You know, make choices in our life that make us feel alive, make us feel that we want to do more. Because when we're in alignment with our true purpose and our authentic being, things come, things flow, things will come to you, and it won't be as much of a struggle. Okay, a lot of times the struggles that we encounter is because we aren't being aware of ourselves, and we're too busy focusing on what others think and trying to fit into what others think we should be. How the hell is that fair? You know, we are here to be us, And if the people around you don't like that and don't accept that, then that's on them. Okay, that's not on you. You have to focus on being you, and you have to focus on what really makes you thrive and be alive and full of life. Okay. It's also important to remember that self-betrayal often stems from fear. Fear is the ultimate four-letter word, in my opinion, and it really doesn't have to be. It's our approach, and it's the way we look at that fear and address those fears. Okay, so self-betrayal often stems from the fear of judgment, the fear of rejection, the fear of failure, you know, all of these things that hold us back on a daily basis. You know, how many times is there something that you want to do? You want to try a new class or do a new job or wear new clothes or go to somewhere new. And we stop ourselves because we're scared we're going to be rejected. We're scared people are going to judge us. Because, you know, whatever it is that you want to do, like let's say you want to learn to dance, for example, and, you know, people are going to judge you. Well, you're not a dancer. You don't do this. This isn't you. What are you doing? You can't do that. And whatever it is, so we take out that dance and replace it with whatever it is you want to try or you want to do. A lot of us become so accustomed to not doing it for fear of the judgment, the rejection, or God forbid we should fail. Failure is not something to fear, my friends. Failure is something to embrace. Failure is the opportunity to learn and grow and try that again. Okay, so by facing those fears head on, we can start to break down those barriers that hold us back from living our most honest and fulfilling lives. Because again, remember, we're talking about self-betrayal. Betraying ourselves for what we really want and what makes us full of life and what makes us really feel like we're living our true life. So self-love is another crucial step in overcoming self-betrayal. Self-love. Does it make you cringe? I know a lot of people don't, aren't brought up being exposed to or educated on how important self-love and practicing self-care, setting healthy boundaries, nurturing our emotional well-being. So by practicing all of those things, and they are a practice, because remember, friends, you've been doing whatever it is you've been doing for so many years. So you're in that routine. You've learned these habits, these patterns. And just because you've learned them doesn't mean they're right for you. So by practicing self-care, by practicing your boundaries, and by nurturing our own emotional well-being, as by doing these type of things that we can begin to rebuild, relearn, and basically rebuild a solid foundation for ourselves built on self-worth and resilience, as opposed to having a foundation built on fear and trying to please others. So the journey, you know, and this is a journey, life is a journey, and the journey towards authenticity and self-love, friends, is not always easy. It's not. But if you want something in life, chances are it's not going to be easy if you're not trying to, it's not going to be easy if you're not following your own intuition. It's not going to be easy if you're trying to fit into what society wants you to be instead of letting go and just flowing and following who you want to be. Okay, it requires courage. It requires you to be vulnerable. It requires you to be open and to look at what is going on in your life. What have you done to date that doesn't fit with you? And it also requires a willingness to confront our own shadows, to confront our own demons, to confront this person that we've learned to become that may not be our true authentic self. But when you put the work in and you do the hard work, the rewards are immeasurable. You you know, the rewards just keep, they keep giving you that good feeling. They keep giving you that, that feeling of genuineness, that feeling of being in line, that feeling of actually having a deep sense of fulfillment because you're living your life for you. And you're stopping the learned behavior of self-betrayal. So again, friends, self-betrayal is something that I'm sure many of us do without even realizing we're doing it. We get into autopilot and we just get into our life and we just live it. We go through the motions, we do what we need to do, but we don't actually give our authentic side the time and attention that it needs. So with that being said, I hope that this episode talking about the power of betrayal, I hope it's inspired you to reflect on your own journey. And I hope it has inspired you to take steps towards embracing your true, authentic self. Because remember, friends, you deserve a life that is honest, that is loving, both giving and receiving of love, and that is uniquely yours. Okay, this journey, this life, this is here. You are here to live your journey, to live your life in a way that no one else can, because no one else is you. And that is freaking amazing. Remember that, folks. No one else is you, and you're not supposed to be anybody else. So I send you much peace, love, kindness, and strength. And again, I hope this helps you to reflect on your own journey. So stay tuned. There's going to be more episodes coming up where we're going to talk a little bit more about betrayal and just different aspects of personal growth, personal healing, and transformation, or unlearning all of the things that we've learned to do and be so far that don't genuinely align with who we were placed here to be. So until next time, my friends, take care, be true to yourselves. And if you haven't started following me on Spotify or YouTube, subscribed, please do. And if you think somebody else might benefit from hearing this, please give it a share. Until next time, my friends, you are phenomenal. Don't ever forget that.
As we say goodbye for now, I just want to take this time to thank you for sharing your time with me and taking some time for yourself to hopefully listen to these podcasts and gain some insight. And hopefully they're going to help you along this journey that you're living. So until next time, I wish you peace, I wish you kindness, I wish you happiness, and I wish you love. Now, if this podcast has been entertaining, beneficial for yourself, I encourage you to please share it. And if there's other people out there that you think who might benefit from my podcast and its vision, I please encourage you to share it as well. The best way we can do the best in our life is by sharing what we feel is good. So until next time, my friends, take care, be kind, sending lots of love. Bye for now.
Stop trying till the day that you die, and don't be so angry.